I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Each summer in the U.S., somewhat close to the July 4th holiday, folks around the nation begin ramping up their enthusiasm for the actual celebration with late-night rounds of testing out their fireworks to make sure they're able to produce the right amount of revelry for the soon-to-be holiday, featuring speeches and marches, and patriotic music featuring the anthem, My Country 'Tis of Thee. Growing up, you may very well have sung My Country 'Tis of Thee in school more often than the official U.S. national anthem. The melody, borrowed from a German song, was written as a hymn in 1831 by Samuel F. Smith, a graduate student at Andover Theological Seminary in Massachusetts. First performed at the Park Street Church in Boston, Massachusetts, on July 4, 1832, My Country 'Tis of Thee, with a chorus of nearly 500 Sunday school children, was grounded in a melody that before its premiere had traveled in various forms across the European continent. Born in Boston in 1801, Smith became a Baptist minister, author, and journalist. Later on, after his theological training, he became a student at Harvard, serving as a translator for various languages. The text of My Country 'Tis of Thee, with the line Let Freedom Ring, would be reimagined by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Dream speech on August 28, 1963, rendered from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Reverend Samuel Smith, 1808 to 1895, who wrote the lyrics to the hymn in 1831, the same year the Star-Spangled Banner became the official U.S. national anthem, would, with Dr. King's speech, reappear in spoken form 132 years later. My Country 'Tis of Thee is a celebration of liberty, with the third stanza and the words, Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Dr. King's citation of what is an antebellum song composed by 24-year-old Samuel Smith, who in all likelihood would not have dreamed that his most famous work would become aligned with the civil rights movement many decades later. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.